Praise the Lord, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Giving people a little time to get on the line. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, he is worthy to be praised this morning. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. We love you this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Good morning once again. This is Minister Andre Jeffries. I am your prayer host for this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm coming from Bedford Heights, Ohio. We are ministering. I'm sorry, baby. It's Richmond Heights, Ohio. Let me wake up in the name of Jesus. My wife had to correct me on that one. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. You are worthy. All right, well, we're not going to delay anything. We're going to go and introduce our first prayer lead at this time. Sister Rachel, are you ready? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's see here. Sister Rachel, are you on the line? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All righty. All righty. We don't know what's going on with Sister Rachel, but we are keeping her in our prayers this morning. At this time, we're going to go right on to our next prayer lead. Sister Mildred, are you on the line? Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we seem to be having some trouble with our prayer leads this morning. So if anybody is on the line that would like to pray at this time, you can go right ahead.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me? Good, Dre.
Yeah, I can hear you, sir.
This is Pastor T. Good morning, y'all. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We're praying for all our prayer warriors and our prayer.
Go ahead, sir.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'll be coming out of Psalm 34. I want to read a couple of verses, but I have a couple of names I need to put on the prayer list this morning. Brother Tyrone, Sister Rose, cousin Sonia, my other cousin Cordell Landrum, who passed away last week. I forgot to mention his name. And keep those families in prayer in the name of Jesus. And all the other families in prayer. Y'all know how I call their names out, because I believe that God, he hears. And I believe that God, he answers. And I believe that God is faithful and he's just. Mother Goodman, of course, we're praying for Mother Burgess and Mother Clark and Mother Cannon and all my seniors on that are connected to this ministry in the name of Jesus. Sister Gail in the passing of her father. All those who have lost loved ones. It's a tough season. It's a tough time. And we want you to let you know that we still are praying for you. We may not mention your name all the time. Forgive us if we don't mention your name, but we're still praying for you and we're connected to you by the Spirit of the true and living God. Amen. We pray for John and Sheila. We pray for Pat, my God. We pray for Alicia, and we pray for Rachel. We pray for Mike Alexander, of course, when the life loss, you know, his mom, and Kareem, the loss of her son. Minister Dre for the loss of his cousin, Cynthia Horton on her loss of her brother. All the bereaved family, we pray. We ask God to continue to wrap his loving arms around them in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Brother Bernard, Sage Filler. We continue to pray for them in the name of Jesus. We pray because we believe God. We saints, we believe God. We believe God. Oh, we believe God. My God, we're praying that those who are fasting, continue to fast. Do the very best that you can. We understand that some have to take medicine. I just took some medicine this morning, but I'm doing my best over here, y'all. Y'all pray for the pastor in the name of Jesus. But in Psalm 34, it's very, very good. Very good psalm. I love these psalms. It says, this is David now. David wrote most of these psalms. It says, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak of his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. My God, in the name of Jesus, come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Excuse me. Let us exalt his name together. He says, I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their face. In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Verse 8, he said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear of the Lord, fear the Lord, you, his godly people, for those who fear him have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. I like that. He says, I prayed to the Lord and he answered. He heard me. And that's beautiful to have that confidence that God hears, God listens, God is attentive. God is concerned with what you are concerned with. God is concerned with God. He wants the best for you. You are the apple of his eye, the children, his children. He wants everything you want in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you today, Father, for all the saints, all the prayer warriors, all the prayer leads. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you strengthen your people this morning. Strengthen your people this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for keeping us all night long, keeping us safe, keeping us in out of harm's way. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for all our little children, all our little babies. We pray that they be covered, they be safe. They're in a warm surrounding in the name of Jesus. Praying for all my children and my grandchildren, all your children and all your grandchildren, in the mighty name of Jesus. We praying for all those who are in nursing homes and rehabilitation centers right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that you're covered and you're safe and you're out of harm's way in the name of Jesus. All those that are on their way to school, all those school-age children, we praying that they be safe when they get on the bus, when they get off the bus, standing at the bus stop. We praying that when they enter the school building, they enter into a safe place, a place of refuge, place of safety, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We can't thank you enough, Lord, for always being there and always being with us. We thank you for your angels that surround us. We thank you that your angels that cap about us in the name of Jesus. We thank you that in your word this morning you said, taste and see how good the Lord is. Try him. If you've never tried him before, try the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, he's good. He's faithful. He's kind and he's merciful. And I thank you this morning. I thank you for the opportunity to pray, the opportunity to call for your name in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, we pray, we pray. Oh, we pray that, Lord, you have asked us in your word that I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak of his praises. All day long, I talk about how good God is. All week long, I speak of his wonderful testimonies on how he did this and how he did that, because I love him so much. And we love you, the people of God, in the name of Jesus. Keep doing what you're doing in the name of Jesus. Don't stop. Don't stop in the name of Jesus. Turn it up a notch if you can in the name of Jesus. And believe, God, that God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten your requests. God has not forgotten your petition. God sees what you're in need of right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for some are in need of a new house today. And we pray for a new house to come their way. Some are praying for a new, just a place, an apartment, just a place, a warm bed. We praying for that in the name of Jesus. Some are praying for food to be in the cupboard, my God. We praying for that. We praying for all, like I said, rehabilitation centers and rehab centers and shelters, my God. We pray that no one be left outside in this frigid cold in the mighty name of. We pray that, hey, we'll have blankets, warm blankets in the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray for those who are dealing with substance abuse and drugs and alcohol. We pray they get delivered. We pray that they would be delivered. That taste would come out of their mouth right now in the name of praying that they will be covered in the precious blood of the Lamb. We pray. We pray for all the school age kids out there will be safe, and we pray against all guns and violence and weapons. My God, we speak against all that stuff that they get from the internet and get from watching different videos and video games. We speak against that, right? We speak peace right now to them in the name of Jesus. We speak peace. We understand that God is the God of peace in the name. God is a God of safety. God is a God of forgiveness. My God, we ask God to bring joy and the spirit of joy into their life right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for our two great leads this morning, Sister Rachel, Sister Mildred. They might have had some technical difficulty. We pray and that we ask God to let them be safe today, wherever they are. That's a prayer for all our prayer warriors, all our saints, all the body of Christ Assembly, all our co-laborers all across the land, that everyone be safe, that everyone be in peace in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray this prayer today, and we believe, God, we believe that you will answer in your time. We pray that we will be still connected and be in your will. We want to be in your perfect will and do what you want us to do. We want to obey, God. No matter what, we want to obey God. We understand obedience is better than sacrifice, and we thank you. We thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I hope I didn't go. Nope. Okay. I didn't go over the time. Thank you, Pastor. Jesus.
Amen, Pastor Buckner. Thank you for stepping in. Thank you for filling in the gap right then in the name of Jesus. We are praying for Sister Rachel and whatever's going on at this time. We thank you for you have been trained to reign, sir, and we thank you for being my big brother in the name of Jesus. At this time, I'm going to read the mission statement to you. And it reads, we are a church in the city impacting the world. We are a construction site for the family, a university for success, and a people vowing to praise his name. All right, we're going to turn it over to Sister Mildred at this time. Sister Mildred, are you ready?
Yes, amen.
Amen. Let God use you.
Okay. My prayer is chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Father, we love you on this morning, and we thank you, Father. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for your word and your invitation to us as your people. Come unto me, all ye are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We thank you for extending your arms to us as your people, knowing that you will give us rest with our heavy laden, with the weighted things that's upon our life, oh God, knowing that you would give us peace and rest, and we thank you for it, Father. We thank you for opening up your arms to us, oh God. We thank you for knowing that as we come into you, we have peace, comfort, and reassurance. We have peace, comfort, and reassurance, oh God, that you are with us, Father. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you that knowing that we feel rest in our physical being, you'll give us rest in our mental being, our spiritual being, and even through our emotions, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you for knowing this morning that we can lay our burdens down unto you, Father. Father, some of us are tired and of worries, even in this morning, God. Some of us have worries and challenges, oh God, where we're trying to find peace, Father. And the challenges we face with our children and our grandchildren, challenges that we face in our health, oh God, challenges that we face even in our own minds, on our jobs, in relationships, just the weight of life, Father. Some of us have challenges that we face day after day, pain that we face day after day, Father. But we thank you for knowing that even the weight of life, that we can lay it down to you, oh God. Father, we thank you for it this morning. We submit ourselves to you on this morning. We submit ourselves to you, knowing that in you we have rest, peace, and freedom, oh God. We love you, Father. We thank you this morning, oh God. We submit to you your authority this morning and your will this morning. Let us submit to your authority and your will that's even upon our life, Father. Father, we thank you this morning. Father, we thank you that you take your yoke, oh God. Take your yoke on. We take up your yoke on this morning, oh God, that we find rest in our souls. We thank you, Holy Spirit, this morning for dwelling in us and dwelling through us, dwelling around us and dwelling in our lives. We surrender our cares and our anxiety to you this morning, God. We trust in your promise, Father, with you, God, we can do all things. With our heavy laden, that you will find rest, oh God. You will give us rest, oh God, with the things that we bear in our life, the things that we have no control of, oh God. We give it unto you on this morning, oh God. The things that we have no control on that weigh on us, oh God. Even, like I said, our health, even in our mind, even circumstances that we have to make decisions on, God, that we have no control of. We're glad to know that your arms are open and we can lay our burdens down to you, oh God. We long for you, oh God. We thank you this morning, God, for your promise. We thank you for this morning, oh God, according to your will and your faithfulness unto us, Father. Father, we open our hands. We open our hearts. We open our minds to you on this morning. Father, you are omnipresent. You are the Holy One in the midst. Father, you continue to show us the way, the truth, and the light. Father, some of us just have our own struggles, oh God, but we lean to you. We lean to you, oh God. We lean to you, and we're grateful this morning. We're grateful, Father, that you hear our prayers and you see our tears. We're grateful, Father, to find rest in you and comfort in you. Father, we're grateful knowing that you will keep us, that you will keep us at perfect peace, oh God. Father, continue to restore our strength and bring joy to our spirit, knowing that you are with us through all things. Breathe into us on this morning, oh God. Father, you are the light that guides us and the peace that makes us strong. We thank you this morning, Father. We thank you, Jesus, for taking up our sins, oh God. We thank you even when death was at face of us, oh God, even in our sins, you took up our sins for us, and we thank you for covering our sins. We thank you for paying the price for our sins for the entire world, oh God. We thank you on this morning. Father, we thank you, Jesus, that on this morning that we find encouragement, God. We thank you this morning for carrying our burdens, oh God. And we thank you, God, for any negative attentions, oh God, any negativity in the heart or mind, God. We repent before you this morning, and we pray for your forgiveness, oh God, the forgiveness that you that gives us that lasts through all understanding, oh God. Our obedience, God, is through you. Our obedience to you is our strength. Our obedience to you is our joy. Our obedience to you is our peace, Father. Our obedience to you is our rest. Our obedience to you is our praise and worship, even on this morning, God. And we love you and we bless you this morning. We thank you this morning for knowing that if your sheep call your name, God, if your people call by your name, God, will humble themselves and pray unto you, Father. Father, we give a special prayer this morning for the state of California, oh God. The heart of the world is in your hand, oh God. We give a special prayer for them, oh God. We pray that you breathe this morning into the state of California, oh God. Breathe your love and your protection, oh God. Breathe your safety, oh God. Breathe your peace to them, oh God. Breathe your spirit there, oh God. Grab hearts, oh God. Let them see you, for the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we bless you even now on this morning, oh God. We bless you even now on this morning, oh God. Fame and fortune can't save them from this type of devastation, oh God. And we bless you, God. Cover them. Cover their families, oh God. Cover them. Cover their families, oh God. Cover their families, oh God. Keep them, oh God. Keep their minds in at perfect peace even on this morning, oh God. Cover their hearts, oh God. Let their hearts be pure, oh God. Let them not just cast lots on anything, God. Let their hearts be pure, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus this morning that you breathe into the state of California, oh God. Breathe this morning, oh God. They need you, Father. As we need you, they need you, Father. Father, let your hear their ears, oh God. Let you hear them, oh God. Hear their cry on this morning. Let the world speak, oh God. Let the world speak. Speak this morning, oh God. Speak this morning, oh God. Let your ways live before us, oh God. Let your eyes be before us, oh God. Let your shield defend us, oh God. Father, you are the ruler of all things. Father, you are the ruler of all things, and you are above all things. Father, you are our shelter, and you are our strong tower, God. Even this morning, oh God, we thank you for your righteousness and that we are safe, oh God. We thank you for the ones there that are safe, oh God. Father, we pray that you cover them, oh God, and as you cover us and our families, oh God, you are our strength, our rock, and our fortress, oh God. Father, we know in prayer that you do all things. You are great, God, and greatly to be praised, Father. We lift you up on this morning. We magnify you. We glorify you, God. God, let your peace rest upon us, oh God. And as they lay their burdens down this morning, oh God, as they lay their fears down this morning, oh God, and as they lay their worries down, oh God, be their comforter and be their strength, oh God. For you are their peace, oh God. You are their peace even on this morning, oh God. And we lift you up. We lift you up in spirit and in truth, oh God. We love you. We bless you and we praise you, God. We magnify your holy name. We magnify you being the holy one of all things. You being a holy one of all things, God, we magnify you. We magnify your perfect ways even on this morning. We magnify your perfect timing even on this morning. We magnify all that you do, God. We magnify all that you do, all your marvelous works, oh God. We praise you this morning. We lift you up this morning in spirit and in truth. We love you, Lord. We love you, Father. We love you, Father. We love you. We love you for what you're going to do for us. We love you for what you're doing even into this year. Even in this year, oh God, we bless your holy name on this morning, oh God. We bless your holy name on this morning, oh God. Father, build a hedge of protection around them and around us and around our families, oh God. We wait for you, Lord. We wait for you on this morning. We wait for you knowing that your word is true, your praise is true, and your worship is true. We magnify your holy name. You are always faithful and compassionate and caring. You are Almighty God, and we abide by your shadows even in this morning, oh God. You are omnipresent, and you have all things and all power in your hand. Father, we bless you on this morning. Lord, we love you on this morning. Lord, we love you and we bless you on this morning. We lift you up on this morning, oh God, knowing there is none like you, Father, knowing that you do all things according to your will and your purpose, knowing that you do all things according to your glory, O God, and we magnify you knowing that you are in control of all things. You're even in control of what's taking place in California on this morning, O God. We love you, Father. We bless your name. We praise you, O God. We pray for our relatives that's there, God. We pray that you cover them, O God. Cover them in your blood, Jesus. Cover them all as you cover us, O God. Father, you are the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to keep us, keep our mind, keep our children, oh God. Keep us as we move forward through this year, oh God. Keep us as we move forward on our fast, oh God. Keep our mind and give us good thoughts, oh God, good thoughts and good things, oh God. Let us continue to serve you and lift you up in spirit and in truth, God. We love you, we praise you, and we lift you up, for there is none like you, oh God. We thank you this morning, God, for your word that encourages us, oh God, your word that lifts us up. Your word that just give us encouragement to move forward, oh God. Your rich word, God. We thank you this morning, God, for just being there. Despite of all things, God, despite of all troubles, you're there, God. You're perfectly there, God, and we love you for it. We praise you for it. We lift you up for it. We magnify you, God. You are our Messiah. You are our master, oh God. You are the everlasting Father and the everlasting God. You are our Holy One of Israel, and we love you, God. We love you for being the master of all things. We love you for being the King of kings, the King of glory, the King of peace, the King of righteousness, the King that delivers, oh God. We love you, God. We love you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in our life. We praise you, we bless you, and we lift you up this morning. We call out your name even right now, God, because you are holy. You are holy, and we bless you this morning. We praise you this morning, and we thank you for the things that you're doing even in our lives right now. We thank you for calling us on the fast to reach you and seek you, God, to get a word from you as we move forward in our lives, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, just for your still voice, oh God. We thank you for just getting a strong sense of direction, oh God. Just getting intimate with you, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, on this morning. We praise you and we lift you up even right now, God. For there is none like you, God. There is none like you. And we love you this morning. We love you this morning. We give you grace, your grace and mercy that just go with us, oh God. Your love and happiness that just flow with us, oh God. We thank you for it, God. And as we lay our burdens down this morning, oh God, we thank you, God, for being there. We thank you for giving us rest, God, as we lay our burdens down, God. We thank you for carrying our challenges and our worries, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you this morning, Lord, that you give us peace no matter what state we are in, no matter what state our mind is in, whatever, no matter what state our thought is in, God, we know we have peace in you. We know we have peace in your word. We know we have peace in your worship and in your praise, oh God. We thank you for your word on this morning, your rich word, God. All of your word is rich, oh God. All of your word is just rich, oh God. And allow us to be obedient to your word, God. Allow us to be obedient to your word as you guide us and as we trust you, God. We lift you up this morning. We praise you this morning. We glorify you this morning, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now I would like to turn it over to the host.
Amen, Sister Mildred. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your prayer. We thank you, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Obedience. Allow us to be obedient, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's what we want to do. We want to be obedient to your will this morning, Jesus. We love you this morning. Have your perfect way in our lives. Well, we're at the halfway point of our prayer service. Some of you may have to leave. But if you do, we would ask you, if you can, to sow a seed. You can sow that seed at $Bishop Clark. You can also text it to give at 216-446-1209. That's text to give. That's 216-446-1209. You can also go to our website, ekcministry.org. You can give your offering there. You can also put in your prayer request, and you can upload your one-minute GPS that's guiding people to salvation. God is good. Our believers' declaration states, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Amen. I'm going to pass it over to our next prayer lead. Sister Rachel, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I'm here.
Amen, Sister Rachel. Glad yes, to have Lord. You. Go right ahead and let God use you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. I'm going to do my best. Forgive me, saints, for missing earlier. I have not been well, so the Lord is seeing me through. I thank him and praise him for his healing. And I praise him for the time that we do have together right now. And the scripture I have this morning is Romans 15:4. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. And we need hope right now. I just May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. I just felt so strongly to say that. I pray that those words are seeds that are deposited in us, and that as we pray and we continue to abide in the presence of the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit of Jesus would water those words, so that through the endurance taught in Scripture and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you for your word. You are the word. You were the word before the foundations of the earth. And you came here, says in John, the word came here in flesh. We thank you and praise you for the perfect life that you lived to show us, to be a guiding light and example, encouragement and hope to us, Lord Jesus, in this world. You said, in this world you'll have trouble, but take heart, because I've overcome the world. Heavenly Father, I pray that as we read through our scriptures, that as we fast and pray and meditate on your word, as we feast on your word, we're supposed to be suppressing our flesh so that we can live on the living word right now. Lord God, I pray that it ignites a new hope in us. Lord Jesus, we know that the reports are coming back from the government, medical professionals, behavioral health professionals. We are living in a hopeless generation. But God, you are the God of hope, and you have the power to restore it. And we thank you and praise you that one of the ways you are doing it is through your word. May Christ be magnified. May Christ be magnified through the word, through us, and through the experiences people have with us. Lord Jesus, you are the living word, and we pray that your word live through us. May we be walking, talking Bibles. May we be walking, talking scriptures. May our life be evidence of your word, Lord God, the faithfulness that it builds, the endurance that it builds, the patience that it builds, the hope that it builds. Lord God, you are love, and you are the word. So the word and love should be us. Help us, Holy Spirit, to be more Christ-like. Help us, Holy Spirit, to use every bit of us to magnify you. Help us, Holy Spirit, to be sensitive to your leading, sensitive to your calling, sensitive to encounters that you create, divine appointments, where people can encounter your word through us. Lord God, I pray for minds to be unlocked. I pray for the manifold wisdom of God upon us. Lord Jesus, I pray that as we read your word, that we don't just read it, but that we conceptualize it, that it enters into us and we become it. The word is a living word. You said, Lord God, and that it's meant to transform us. And may it transform us into more of a Christ-like image, more Christ-likeness in us. Yes, more, Father God, of our lives looking like your word. More hope. I bind discouragement, disheartenment, distraction in the name of Jesus. And I replace it, Father God, with the hope of your word. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would give us strength, that you would give us patience and endurance, Lord God. Let your word enter into us and transform us. That is the purpose. Lord God, I bind dead religion in the name of Jesus. Our leadership, our bishop, and our pastors work so hard to instill a living gospel in us. Make us good ground, God. Make us good ground. Till the soils of our souls. Break up the stony ground. Water the soil of our souls so that our minds and our hearts, our lives, our actions, our deeds, our words are transformed by the word that it is deposited in us. Lord Jesus, let the fruit of our lives bear evidence to your word living in us. Lord Jesus, I pray that you, the living word, would shine bright as we are hidden in Christ, in God. That our lives be completely surrendered, completely laid down, and living altars of you, Lord Jesus, living examples of your word. Heavenly Father, I pray for areas in our lives that we need an increased measure of faith, endurance, patience, and hope. Lord God, don't let us be carried away by the ways of the world. As we wrap up the first week of the year, Lord Jesus, and we review bills, and we review plans, and we have meetings, Lord God, and we're working our jobs, and we're helping our family members, and we're coming out of the holidays, and overcoming sickness and recouping from travel, all of the things, Lord Jesus, we lay them down at your feet. Lay them down at your feet. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And we welcome in your presence. God, we give you an extended invitation of abiding, Lord God, in us, so that we would have patience, would have hope, would have endurance, that we would look at all things in our lives through the lens of love, through the lens of your word. As your word waters us and washes us and renews us, Lord God, I know a lot of us are reading through the Bible in a year. I am. As we sit with these plans each day, Lord God, and we study and we dig into the footnotes and we listen to the word taught and preached, Lord God, as we ingest your word, Lord God, as we eat your scroll, may we be transformed like we have never been before. Father God, I pray for a new anointing, a fresh anointing over us, over the reception of your word. Heavenly Father, I pray that it would cultivate us and develop us like it has never done before. Lord Jesus, I decree and declare elevation, Father God, by the shaping and forming of your word. You said it's a sword, faithful. Your word is a sword, faithful to separate, Father God, to shape, fashion, and form us is the purpose of it. And I pray that transformation in the lives of the saints like we've never seen before. As the world wails around us, we see it, natural disasters, addiction, behavioral health, homelessness, all the trials and tribulations of the world. May your saints rise up. May we be the remnant. May we be the light in Goshen, because we are transformed by your word. I just pray an anointing over us, everyone on this prayer line, everyone connected to us, our friends, our families, other people in ministry, Lord God, our spouses, Lord Jesus. I pray a new anointing, a fresh filling, a fresh oil, a fresh fire for the word of God. I decree and declare it over us. It stands the test of time. Your word never fails. Your written word and your rhema word, they are faithful and true. Excuse me, and they are faithful to see us through. Holy Spirit, I pray you remind us continuously that we can stand on your word. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would bring scriptures to our awareness, deposit words, scriptures into our hearts. Give them to us in a moment's notice. Give us words to meditate upon daily. I pray for daily deposits of scripture in us through the Holy Spirit. I pray they just come to us. You said in your word, God, it is the delight. It is your delight to hide things, and it is the honor of kings to seek them out. Lord God, let us be your royal remnant who seeks out your treasure in your word so that it continues to transform us. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I pray that we have surprise and delight in the seeking of your word. I pray that we have surprise and delight as we mature as saints, as your word transforms us, as your word stabilizes us. I just see there's rocky waters all around some people. There's worry and there's fear and there's doubt, and your mind is fixated on the things that are wrong. And I just pray right now, Holy Spirit, for a turning of the heads, that our eyes would be fixed on you, our minds would be on your word, and our hearts would be still waters, in Jesus' name. I decree it over myself, still waters, as we fix our minds on Christ, as we fix our eyes on the face of Jesus, and we meditate on his word. Lord God, you said in Joshua, you said, keep the words of this book upon you at all times, so that you will be faithful and you will be successful and prosperous in all that you do. You have promised over and over again, Lord Jesus, in your word, that the word will see us through. Not only will it see us through, but it will give us endurance and patience and hope. It will give us great success and great prosperity in all things, not just comfortably or financially, but in all things. Jesus, you promised life abundantly. You said, I'll come to give you life, and we thank you and praise you for that. You are the word. You brought the word here in flesh and lived it out so that we could see, have a perfect model of how to do it. And we thank you and praise you for that. Let us recalibrate and remember that this is the way and to walk in it. We have a perfect roadmap. Thank you, Lord God, for the guidepost of your word. Thank you, Lord God, for the map of your word. Thank you, Lord God, for the light of your word. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, for this time together to reel our minds in, to rally ourselves back in and to center ourselves in you, Lord Jesus, in your word, in your presence, in the fellowship, Father God, of the saints. We thank you and praise you for this dedicated time that redisciplines us into abiding with you. Prayer is the most powerful thing we can do, and we thank you and praise you for the privilege to pray. God, we thank you for grace. We thank you for love and acceptance. We're human, and in our human experiences, we fall short. We thank you for the lifting up of the saints. We thank you for the covering of the saints, Lord God. We thank you for the presence and patience and fellowship of the saints, of our leadership, Lord God. Continue to bless them, bless us, that as we all work together to advance your kingdom and to build it, Lord God, you give us clean hands and pure hearts. You give us forgiveness, Lord Jesus. You give us patience, endurance, and hope, and that we can share those things amongst one another, that we can share the fruit of your Holy Spirit in us with one another, and that as we abide, we would abound. We would be a fruitful generation, Lord God, that transforms the world, that impacts the world, like our bishop has taught us. We thank you and praise you, Lord God, for the manifold wisdom of Christ in him. We thank you and praise you for the prophetic anointing upon him. Lord God, we thank you and praise you for the prayer mantle upon our pastor. We thank you and praise you that the overflow, Father God, of their gifts and their ministry is running through us, Lord God, and then the overflow runs out of us and into the lives around us. Lord God, let us remember what our purpose is here. Lord God, let us remember what your plans are through us, Lord Jesus. Let us be faithful, patient, and have endurance and have hope as we continue to carry out the mandate on all of our lives. And let us to bring your light to the world, to bind up the brokenhearted and set captives free, to lead others to the light of Jesus so that they can live free and abound as well too. God, I pray for healing and hope over all of your people. I receive my healing. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have sustained me and kept me. Lord God, I thank you and praise you for the way that you are sustaining all of us and keeping us. We bless your holy name. We give you praise and honor and glory. You are worthy. Mighty are you, Lord. Mighty are you, Lord. Mighty are you, Lord. As the waves roar around us, you calm the waves. You still the storm. You stop the fires from burning. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that even in the midst of hell and high water coming upon this earth, Lord God, you are sovereign. You reign true, and you have defeated this world and Satan, Lord God. You've overcome it. And Lord Jesus, we stand with full faith, with a great hope. We have a great expectancy. We expect extraordinary because we know how this story ends. No matter what it looks like, we walk by faith. We walk by faith. We have a great hope, and then we endure the trials of this world with a great hope and expectancy of you, Lord, King Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you and bless you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Oh, brothers and sisters, it's a joy to pray with you. Thanks for your patience, prayers, and grace. And at this time, I turn it back over to our host.
Amen, Sister Rachel. We thank you for your prayer this morning. We thank you for climbing on board this morning in spite of your infirmity. But you spoke healing over your sickness, and we're speaking healing as well. We're touching and agreeing with you that you are healed in the name of Jesus. Y'all pray for me as well. I got some type of head cold. Seems like it's messing with me this morning. But we're going to press on in the name of Jesus. We're praying for our bishop. He's on a sabbatical, being refreshed and restored. So we're going to keep him in our prayers that he gets all the rest and refreshing. What was that word? Recalibration that he needs to come back and lead us to push the church forward in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Hey, if anyone's interested in being a prayer lead or a host, you can call the church at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. leave a message, and Pastor Lenore or someone will get back in touch with you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We had Pastor Buckner, who came from Psalms 34. Thank you, Jesus, for his leadership. Then we had Sister Mildred from Matthew 8 and 15. And then we had Sister Rachel from Romans 15, verse 4. I am Minister Andre Jeffries. I am coming from the book of Corinthians. I am your last prayer lead. We're coming from 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, the first chapter, verses 3 and 4. Excuse me. That's 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 3 and 4. I'm coming out of the NIV version, and it reads, "Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word and sanctify it in the hearts and minds of all those that believe. Thank you, Jesus. Some insight on 2 Corinthians. It was written in Macedonia, the city of Macedonia. The time, it was about A.D. 56. False teachers in Corinth, angered by Paul's first letter, swayed people against him. Numerous problems in the church at Corinth, coupled with Paul's personal conflicts with certain individuals, were weighing heavily upon him. Nevertheless, God had comforted him so that he in turn could comfort others. At this time, I just ask for us to have a moment of silence for our 39th president, Jimmy Carter. Amen. Jimmy Carter, the oldest living president, 100 years old, married 77 years, winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, Sunday school teacher, a man of honor. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for being our God of all comfort. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending the Comforter that leads and guides us into all truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you bring comfort to President Jimmy Carter's family and all those that are experiencing loss at this time. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, bring comfort to the families on the Gaza Strip. Bring comfort to the hostages being held by Hamas. Bring comfort to the family members of the hostages. Lord, we ask you to bring comfort to those that are suffering in Sudan. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Comfort those that are experiencing devastation caused by the wildfires in California. Lord, stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Give them rain, Lord. Give them enough water, Lord, to extinguish those fires, Lord, that's going on out there, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Rescue those, Lord Jesus, that need to be rescued, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus. Send your wind, Lord, to blow out the fire, Lord Jesus, in the trees, on the houses. Send your wind, Lord Jesus, to put a fire down on the inside of us, Lord, to do your work, to do your will. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our refuge in times like these. We thank you right now, Lord. Comfort those, Lord Jesus, who quietly struggle, Lord, with problems that go unnoticed, Lord. You know what they are, Lord Jesus. You know what your people need, Lord Jesus. You hear their cries, Lord Jesus. If don't nobody else hear them, Lord. You hear them today, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for praying, Lord. We are praying, Lord Jesus, this day for those, Lord, closest to us, Lord, that are going through right now, our own family members, Lord Jesus, that may not be saying anything, that may be isolated right now, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to get the training that we need, Lord Jesus, to help them to deal with the problems of the trauma, Lord, that they may be going through, the tragedies, Lord Jesus, that come up in our lives, Lord Jesus. Help us to get the training that we need. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, bring comfort, Lord, to those that are isolated and discouraged, Lord. You know where the condition is, Lord, in their lives, Lord. Send somebody to help them, Lord Jesus. Bring them out, Lord, of their darkness, Lord Jesus. Of their darkness, Lord Jesus. You can bring them out, Lord Jesus. Those that are feeling powerless, Lord Jesus. Lord, be their mattress, Lord Jesus. Help them to adjust their eyes, Lord, that they can see your power and your glory. Thank you, Jesus, that we can see today, Lord, your power. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, for revealing your glory on this prayer line this morning, Lord. We ask that you have your way in our lives, Lord Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for remembering us, Lord Jesus, in our afflictions, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bringing comfort to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we know that we can run to you, Lord, in times of need, Lord Jesus. No matter what it looks like, Lord Jesus. No matter what dungeon we may be in today, Lord Jesus. You give us comfort, Lord. You're training us, Lord, so that we can comfort somebody else, Lord. But what we go through, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're going to never leave us nor forsake us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Comfort us, Lord. Comfort those that are in desperation, Lord. Comfort those that are discouraged today, Lord. Comfort those that are in disappointments, Lord, and are in frustrations, Lord Jesus. Give them your love this morning, Lord Jesus. Give them your peace on the inside, Jesus, as only you can, Lord. The peace that passes all understanding, Jesus. You are a very present help in times of trouble, Lord. And we thank you this morning, Lord, for meeting our needs, Lord Jesus. For healing our bodies this morning, Jesus. For allowing us to come boldly to your throne of grace, Lord Jesus. You made it possible to connect to the Father this morning by your sacrifice, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus, that you're strengthening us daily with your words We thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you bring comfort, Lord, to our bishop, our king, your man of God. Hallelujah. Give him what he needs, Lord Jesus. Help him, Lord, in his schoolwork, Lord. Getting ready to go back to school again with all the other chores and duties that he has to do. He's in school, Lord, bettering himself for you and for your kingdom and for your people, Jesus. We ask that you help him, Lord Jesus. Give him what he needs, Lord, in finances, Lord. Give him what he needs in rest, Lord Jesus. Give him what he needs in comfort, Lord, in your name. Help Pastor Lenore, Lord Jesus, that's on his side, Lord Jesus, that stands with him, Lord, that occupies in the gap, Lord, for him, Lord. Bear her burdens, Jesus. Help all those that are on this prayer line. Help the host, the prayer leads, Lord. All those, the new ones that's coming on right now, Lord, that's seeking after you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bring them comfort today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Help them, Lord. Help us to study, Lord, your word and to manage our lives, Lord. Help us to educate ourselves in the wisdom of this world and in the wisdom of your kingdom, Lord. Help us, Lord, to comfort the needs of the senior citizens, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Our elderly, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to reach out to them. To go see about them, Lord Jesus, in your name. And above all, Lord, help us to win souls, Lord Jesus. Wherever we go, Lord Jesus, let that be our mission, Lord. Who can we win to you, Lord Jesus? Who can we reconcile to you today, Lord Jesus? Who can we give the word, Lord, of salvation to in your name, Lord? Help us to touch somebody, Lord. Help us to break through the darkness, Lord, and to bring forth your marvelous light. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless everyone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done on this prayer line service this morning. We want everybody to have a blessed day. Don't forget to tune in to the Daily Bread, which will be coming on in about 2 minutes. We get fed the great word of God through our Bishop, Eric Kincaid Clark. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to unmute the line now so that you can say your goodbyes in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Almighty.
God bless everyone.
Have a good day.
Boy, have a
God
blessed
bless
day.
You all.
We love
God
you.
God bless you all. Have a great day today.
Yes,
try to stay warm.
Yes,
amen.
Indeed.
Bless
you. Okay. God, cleanliness is next to godliness. This is nothing but the devil.
Amen.
Cleanliness coming in and this is just crap. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Because I wouldn't do this to somebody else that I knew was coming in. I mean, really, it just, whoo, clean like the moon. Yes, it is. I'm writing a nice, you know, I should take down the calendar. When I got one, I use my own calendar. I tried to be right about the situation. But now, y'all figure out what day it is. I'm not being mean. They're like, we got to work together, you know? So what's that? Mm-hmm. I'm waiting on my ass and wearing my face and knowing that I'm in this room and you're going to leave it like that. So what does that say to you about how you feel about me? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. You know I use the drugs. That's what I'm talking with you niggas. For real. I'm going to have to rambling. You can better than me.
Stock market is closing?